And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, a special edition. Of course, the magazine is on every Thursday from 2 to 4 here at KXXT 1010 AM. But this is Tuesday, and it's usually our entertainment talk, but we have a special edition of the magazine. And Greg, we just had a nice talk with Christian about the Twilight Saga, and joining us right now, I bet, somewhere in California, Boo Boo Stewart. Boo Boo, how are you?
I'm doing very good. Very good. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, and we got the co-host in studio, Greg Isaac, as well. And I just got to tell you, I am a big, big fan of Twilight, the saga. I've seen all the movies many, many times. And let me ask you this. How exciting is it for you to be part of this Twilight saga?
It's really incredible. Being a part of it has been amazing, and the fact that I've been able to be part of the whole film series since the third film has been awesome.
Well, you know, I really enjoyed you in all the movies, starting, of course, with Eclipse when you started, and then Breaking Dawn Part 1 was really interesting to me. Your character really developed, I thought, where you were so loyal to Jacob to protect Bella. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, in Breaking Dawn Part 1, you really get to see stuff and the fact that he just wants the best for everybody. He doesn't care if you're a shapeshifter or a vampire. He just wants everyone to get along, so he just tries to help everybody. And in his mind, he thinks it's the right thing to do to help this new baby that's coming along. And so he decides to part his way and go with Jacob and create a little pack.
So Seth is on everyone's side, but whose side is Boo Boo on? Are you a Team Edward, Team Jacob, or Team Seth?
That's a hard one. I would have to say, when Seth, Jacob, and Leah create their own pack, I'd be definitely on their side.
Okay, I hear you. I'm Team Rosalie myself. Now,
I'm Team Alice.
Now, Boo Boo, we noticed you're multi-talented, you know, singing, dancing, of course, acting, black belt, martial art, junior hall of fame, a stuntman. But how physically demanding was it to make the Breaking Dawns as well as Eclipse?
The only physical demanding part for me was going to the gym to stay in shape for the roles. Because when we fought, we turned into wolves, so we didn't have to do anything with that. But just going to the gym every day and maintaining that, that's difficult. But yeah, you got to do it.
Yeah, it looked pretty demanding, of course, you know, with all the special effects. I mean, just remarkably done, all the four movies.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah, it's just incredible. Let me ask you this. I mean, you started in Eclipse. When the first Twilight came out, did you have any idea you would be part of this?
No, I didn't. I had zero idea because I hadn't read the book. I didn't know about the character's past, so I had no idea.
Sorry, what? Yeah, I was going to say, how did you get the part in Eclipse? Why don't you take us through the process?
Yeah, it's a crazy story. But when I was younger, I was with Walt Disney Records in a recording group called the T-Squad. And that ended. And then years later, this fan contacted me from the T-Squad, and they asked me about this character, Seth Clearwater, and what you think about it. Like, we think you'd be incredible for it, and we think you'd be awesome for it. I was like, oh, this sounds really interesting. And Twilight had come out, so it was a huge success. New Moon was coming out. And so we talked to my agent, and we were like, can I get in for an audition for this? And he found out that the auditions were already done, and they already moved on to the callback. And luckily, I was the last person to be seen for a callback. He got me in there as like a favor, and I got the part.
Man, that's got to be thrilling, because it's such a great part. I mean, I remember in, was it Eclipse or Break? Yeah, it was Eclipse, where the snow scene, where I don't think they wanted you in the main fight because you were still sort of young, but you certainly helped.
Yeah, but I protected Bella, yeah.
Yeah, you definitely protected not only Bella, but Edward, because...
Yeah, and Edward, yep, with Riley, and...
Yeah, that was a great scene, I thought. You're a great actor, I got to tell you now.
Thank you for that.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Now, let me ask you a couple other questions. Number one is, Who do you most stay in contact with within the characters of the Twilight Saga after hours?
I talked a lot to Tosuke. He plays Sam. He's the leader of the wolf pack.
Yes.
I talked a lot with him. We talked about movies a lot because we both love to watch movies. So we just exchange movie information.
Yeah, that's Sam plays a great part as well, and that was pretty. That was pretty tense in a Breaking Dawn when there seemed to be a division, and with you,
right, exactly,
and that creates some tense moments. But it all worked out, at least. Well, we'll see. I haven't read the last book, so I'm not sure how that's going to end up. But I'm looking forward to Thursday night. Now,
It comes out this week.
Yeah, I can't wait. Thursday. Now, did you go to the premiere? Wasn't there a premiere yesterday?
I was there last night. It was pretty intense. It was fun. I had a really, really good time.
Yeah, Boo Boo, looking back at all the Twilights, I know you weren't in the original Twilight as well as New Moon, but putting those into play, because I'm assuming you've seen them, is there one that stands out as your favorite, perhaps, or are they all kind of on equal terms?
I'm not sure. I really love Breaking Dawn Part 1 or Eclipse. Definitely one of those. I couldn't decide, though. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they're all great. I mean,
every storyline is just so different in them. They all, every movie deals with something different. So it's hard to really decide on those.
You know, and that makes sense. And also, as well, that looking at from an actor's point of view versus a fan and a moviegoer, you know, you may have different criteria in which to select what you feel is the best one. But you're multi-talented. I see you're a singer, a dancer, a model, actor, stuntman. I mean, and what's really interesting to me, you're a black belt in martial arts.
I was started in martial arts when I was 3 years old. So, you know, I love it. It's the basis of what I do.
That is so cool. What do you like the best? I mean, do you like singing, dancing, modeling, acting, being a stuntman, or which one?
I would have to say acting. Acting, just being in the movie business, is my favorite. It is no other business like it. It's the best, I think.
Now, how has it been as well? I know in the past, I believe you went on tour with your sisters. Two of your sisters, Megan and Fievel, are also in the entertainment business as well. How's that been?
It's going great. We're actually just at a meeting for my sister, because she's doing her music, and I help her with it a bit. We were actually just at a meeting for that. So it's going really great. It's moving along. She's going to be in the studio Wednesday.
Wow, that is so cool, and you know, so amazing to me. You're so young and so accomplished. That's got to make you feel really, really proud of what you've done.
It does. It does, definitely.
Now, also, you know, I noticed that you were the celebrity ambassador, the MDA, and and how did that make you feel? I mean, what did you do for them? How did you get involved?
It makes me feel really great to be a part of any kind of charitable work. Because when you're helping people, there's not a feeling like that. It sounds cheesy, but it's true. Like, when you help somebody, it really does make you feel good. And being a part of MDA and the Make a Muscle, Make a Difference campaign was a real amazing opportunity. And I got to meet a lot of kids with muscular dystrophy. Got to go down to the headquarters, hang out with everybody, and just try and raise awareness for muscular dystrophy. I also work with Child Help. They help children that have previously been abused get back on their feet. And I like helping different missions. I work with the Los Angeles Mission to, just go out and feed the homeless whenever I can. Friends and family come with me.
See, that's great credit to you, too, to really balance your life and know that a lot of people need help. Let me ask you this. Just one, maybe two more questions. What does your future look like? I mean, here... The Twilight Saga is evidently ending. Maybe by popular demand, Stephanie Meyer might write another one. But for all accounts, it looks like it's ending. What does it look like for you after Breaking Dawn Part 2?
Right now, it looks pretty awesome. I'm in talks for a film. I'm starting pretty soon. I don't want to jinx it, though. I'm in production for another film called The Devil's Door for next year. And I have two films coming out in the spring. One where I play a teenager with autism, that's called White Frog, and another called Space Warriors. So I'm just trying to do as diverse projects as possible, and just mix it up as much as I can, surprise people with what films I do next.
Well, I think you have an incredibly bright future, and if people wanted to, you're more than welcome. But if people wanted to get in touch with you, do you have a? I know you have a website, or
Twitter is always a good thing.
Okay, and
Twitter is my sister and I do. My sister does most of the tweeting, but it's at Real Boo Boo Fievel. It's both of our names at the end right there.
Excellent. So we just wish you the best of luck. We're really excited. And Boo Boo Stewart, thank you for coming on the magazine today. Of course, you play Seth Clearwater in the Twilight Saga coming out this Thursday. We can't wait. Good luck. And we hope we'll have you on again because you've been really delightful.
Awesome. Thank you, man.
Thank you so much, Boo Boo Stewart.
All right, cool, dude. Bye.
All right. Thank you so much. And, of course, that was Boo Boo Stewart. Well, he's got such a great future. He's 18 now? That's it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's already done, obviously, so much. And, you know, Twilight, Eclipse, that big break there into acting, of course. And, there's definitely a lot more to come. Like he said, he has a lot of projects coming up. If you go into IMDb, it mentions some of the films he was talking about, including some more even. That he's involved in. So, he definitely has a bright future ahead. And like you said, only 18 years old and already doing all this. And as you mentioned, you know, Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2 comes out technically Friday, but there are showings late Thursday night, of course. And definitely check your local movie theaters out for ticket information. I'm sure some are already sold out, or of course a lot of them are. But much anticipation, of course, for this finale of the Twilight Saga.
Wow, this is going to be a big weekend for the movies, I got to tell you. It's if you don't make it Thursday, you better get early Friday because, right, Friday, well, Saturday, Sunday.
Well, of course. You know, it's been an interesting time with the movies because last weekend, of course, you had a James Bond, a 007 movie, and what many are calling possibly the best in that series, and that's a pretty big series.
You mean the
itself.
Whole series for 40 years?
I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard some people say that, but definitely the best of the Daniel Craig. I think it's his third one.
That was pretty good.
I didn't see it yet. Did
but
you see
M,
it?
Yeah, I saw it, but M... Oh, I better not say
it. Yeah, I wouldn't say anything quite yet since it just came
it's
out a week
good,
ago.
Though. It was a long movie, 2 hours and
something
minutes. Well,
you know what? A lot of movies are longer these days, but you know what? As long as it's a good story and you just sit back and enjoy it and, you know, eat your popcorn. You got to have your popcorn unless you have braces, of course. But, have fun with it. And that's what movies are all about. But it should be an interesting time because still a lot of people wanting to see James Bond. But with Twilight coming out, there's some big hits now at the box office. And I assume both of them will be leading their way through the box office for a little while here.
Yeah, I think so, too. And let's see, what came out? Denzel Washington, I think.
Well, Flight was a couple weeks back. But again, not at the same level as what Twilight and, of course, a 007 Skyfall would have. You know, there's some other movies coming out here. Of course, Wreck-It Ralph had also come out recently to great reviews. I haven't seen that. I really want to see that as well. So there's been some good movies coming out here in the month of November. And leading up into late November, there's more. And, of course, next month, even though I'm not into this, The Hobbit comes out, part of the Lord of the Rings guys, those goofy little creatures. And, the one I'm looking forward to in December is This Is 40, which is sort of a sequel to Knocked Up, which is one of my favorite movies with Paul Rudd, of course. But for the next month and a half, it's some good movies coming out. But definitely Twilight and Skyfall are going to be taking control of the box office here for a while.
And as we move towards end of this show, a special edition of the magazine, of course, the magazine every Thursday from 2 to 4, here's a trivia quiz, Greg, for the Twilight Saga. What city did Bella live in before she moved to Forks, Washington?
Well, I think we all know that because we talked about it just a few minutes ago, but Phoenix.
All right. And in Eclipse, who does Bella punch in the face?
Who does she punch in the face in Eclipse? That's a good question. Jacob.
You are quite correct on that one. Let's go to number three. You're doing pretty good. What American Indian tribe do Jacob and his werewolf pack belong to?
Good question. I am not sure.
You don't know that one?
I am not sure.
It's called the It's spelled Q.
Next question.
It's Quileute. Quileute.
There you go.
So you know that one?
I'm very familiar with them, yeah.
Okay. All right, let's go to the next question. What state was Jasper Hale, born Jasper Whitlock, originally from? I have multiple choice here. California, Texas, Georgia, Arizona. Which one?
Texas or Georgia.
And your final answer? Oh, my gosh. Texas. Texas.
I was going to say that first.
Give you credit. You're on the – well, you lost the Indian tribe one.
Yeah.
Who does Jacob imprint, an involuntary act of finding one's soulmate?
The little baby.
What's her name?
Renesmee? Renesmee.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
Where have you been? You're the big Twilight fan. I mean, I enjoy it too, but you're the hardcore, and you've got to stare there at the notes. And
What is Edward missing from his bedroom?
I'm not sure.
The bed.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't sleep.
That's right. There you go.
Hey, good one.
Why do Cullens avoid
going out in the sunlight?
Yeah,
here's the answer.
They sparkle.
They would. Yeah, okay. what is Bella's stepdad's name?
That's a good question. Let's see. He's the baseball guy.
Yeah.
Her dad's name's Charlie, and I remember then the mom's on the phone with Bella. Is it Bill?
Donahue. No, Bill. That's a lot. Phil, yes.
Phil, okay. Bill, same thing.
All right, you're close enough.
Yeah, you know, I know people named Phil. I call them Bill.
What game does Bella play with the Cullens in the first installment? Yes, because we talked
Thunder
about
baseball.
That.
Now, Dave's favorite scene, one of my favorite scenes, too. I mean,
really?
You know, well, obviously, because it has baseball in it, and, it wasn't boring. And no, but it is interesting, you know, that when you have the villains come into it, so it made for a pretty interesting scene.
Okay, here's a tough one. If you guess this, I'll just be absolutely blown away. Here we go. What are the names of the three elders of the Volturi?
Oh, man.
Volturi, I should say.
That's a very good question that you have there. I'm going to try my very best.
Not easy.
Buy some time here while I'm not looking it up like you think I might be.
And what are you doing with that computer there?
I'm looking at something else. No, I don't know. I don't remember. And if I did, that would probably be a good and a bad thing.
Okay, so who are the names?
You tell me.
Okay, it is Aro.
Okay, yeah, that sounds familiar.
Kaish. Yep. And Marcus.
Marcus. Yeah, good old Marcus.
You remember that? Okay.
No.
So we're rolling on this one. Okay, what's another one? Here, let's go to... Okay. What is... Okay, we asked that one. What... Oh, we talked about baseball. Okay. What are the... No, we talked about that. In New Moon, how does Edward intend to commit suicide?
I think it was walking outside so the humans would see him. And then, of course, Voltaire wouldn't be happy about it, and they'd probably take him out.
Yeah, so by provoking the Voltaire.
Oh, yeah. My way was the long way. And
You're pretty good at this.
Well, thank you. I don't know if that's good or bad. But
no, I'm actually impressed that you actually know this.
When it comes to movies, you know, I remember pretty well most of the time. With everything else, my memory's gone, you know.
Okay, last one before we close the show. What is a Voltaire's duty?
Not let anyone find out there's vampires, something along those lines.
To ensure that vampires' existence remain a secret from humans.
Absolutely.
Wow, this is going to be a battle. Breaking Dawn, Part 2, this Thursday. Can you believe it? Officially starting Friday, but I think some theaters may... What, 10 p.m.?
Absolutely. I believe there's some 10 p.m. showings. But again, go online, look at your local theaters, take a look, try to get tickets right away if you want to get out there and see it right away. And a lot of anticipation, of course, for any Twilight, but especially this because we're looking at the finale.
Last question. How many times did I see Twilight Part 1, the first one, in the movie theaters, not at home?
37 times, and they have a picture of you at the movie theater.
No, it was actually 6 times. Can't you believe that, Tommy? 6? Really? You can? I saw Shrek 6 times, too.
Wow.
I liked it. No, I may have seen it 7 times. I really, boy, I liked that movie. That was just fantastic. Anyway, Greg, another episode of the magazine special edition today. Of course, we'll be on tomorrow, Breakthrough Sports, a lot of action there. And Thursday as well, the magazine, we'll be talking more Twilight on that day. That's the premiere and the first showing of Twilight. Thank you to Christian Marison and, of course, special guest Boo Boo Stewart, who plays Seth Clearwater in the Twilight Saga Eclipse and, of course, Breaking Dawn Part 1 and 2. A great young man. Definitely follow him. Do you have his Twitter account again?
Yeah, I just closed out of it, but I believe it's the Real Boo Boo Fievel. So you can find him there on
Real
Twitter.
Real Boo Boo Fievel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, definitely follow him. Great career. Just starting his life is already accomplished.
And along with his sisters, too. Yeah. Two of his sisters also in the business. They're all doing a great job.
We're very excited for him. Anyway, thank you for listening. See you tomorrow. Breakthrough Sports, 2 to 4. Have a great night.